And after 11 o'clock, I'll be asking, where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our friendly travelling journalist. I'll have some clues to his whereabouts a little later on. I'll be reading those out, give you a bit of a clue. There's a half hour of power. We'll be speaking to Andy Mossack in a little while, finding out where he is. Andy Mossack's our travel writer friend. He's not employed by the BBC. He is an independent travel writer. And out of the goodness of his heart, he just speaks to us from wherever he is in the world. If he can, if the time zones allow. And he sent us some clues. So, if you want to ring in and give your guesses on this, the number 0345 303 3333, where in the world is Andy Mossack? Clue number one, I am in one of the most imposing mountain landscapes in the world, famous for being a very pale colour due to the white crystals that cover them. Clue number two, the famous Via Ferrata, the Iron Road, is a series of steel cables attached to the rock face and was developed in these mountains during World War I to help soldiers climb the rocky paths. You got it? Number three. Three languages are spoken here. Italian, German, and the local dialect of Ladin, or Ladin, I suppose it's Ladin, which dates back to the Roman Empire. So, there's your clues. Very pale, white crystal-covered mountain landscape. The famous Via Ferrata Iron Road, and the three languages that are spoken there, Italian, German, and the local dialect of Ladin. Ladin? Ladin. I don't know. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? You've got about 5 minutes or so before we get him on the phone. 0345 303 3333. We're going to be talking to Andy Mossack soon, and I haven't given you enough time to get your guesses in, so here's another chance to hear the clues. And then I'm going to play a David Bowie track, and then we'll get Andy on. It says, I am in one of the most imposing mountain landscapes in the world, famous for being a very pale colour due to the white crystals that cover them. Okay, that's clue number one. Clue number two, the famous Via Ferrata, look at that, like a native, the Iron Road, is a series of steel cables attached to the rock face and was developed in these mountains during World War I to help soldiers climb the rocky paths. And three languages are spoken here, Italian, German, and the local dialect of Ladin, or Ladin, which dates back to the Roman Empire. So where on earth is Andy Mossack? He's our independent travel guru. He's an independent travel writer, and just out of the goodness of his heart, he speaks to us every now and again, wherever he is in the world, which is wonderful of him. So I'll be speaking to him in just a second. Get your guesses in, 0345 303 33, to speak to Cameron. And if you want to text us, it's 81333. Start your message with the word Russ. Pin-ups album, I'm not sure. One man will know, is Andy Mossack. He knows how to get around the world. He'll probably know a bit about David Bowie as well. I can't find his theme tune, so I'm going to have to do this one. I hope this is going to be all right. Yes, it's that time to ask, where in the world is Andy Mossack? He's our independent travelling companion, international man of mystery, but where is he? Andy?
Yes.
Where are you?
Shh, it's a secret.
Is it a secret? Are you on Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Yes, man of mystery, that's me.
It's okay, nobody's listening. All the bosses are at some awards, dude. That's the only reason that I'm sat here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying the seat out for size.
It is weird, isn't it? Because I've spoken to you for many, many years now, over the times that we've done The Late Show. Yeah. And with Shoujo and with Georgie and with Russell. I've never spoken to you on air before. So how are you, my friend? Are you okay?
I'm feeling a bit weird, actually, because I don't think you were here the other week, but I was in Nashville, and I had a sit-down with Steve Cropper, the man himself, and I was a bit like jelly, actually. So
I'm not surprised.
Where I am now is like a complete world away from that.
Well, it always is. I remember last time there was one point where I was speaking to you and you were either in Hawaii and... And then the week after, you were like somewhere like the Arctic. Or it was Norway or something, wasn't it? It was some kind of Norwegian thing going on.
It was the Faroe Islands.
Faroe Islands. My geography is so terrible. I'm not very well travelled, and it's only in the past couple of weeks I've noticed that I don't know where my passport is. I've got a couple of weeks coming up. I'll pop away for a bit. You know, it's like a freelancer. You just think, I don't take any time off just in case I get somebody in and they take all the work from you and stuff. So I haven't been on holiday. But I don't know where my passport is. So anyway.
Dear. Well, luckily I do.
You do, yeah.
Otherwise I'd be really in trouble.
You'd be, yes. So then, we gave the clues out. In one of the most imposing mountain landscapes in the world, famous for being a very poor colour due to the white crystals that cover them, the famous Via Ferrata. How's that? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Pronunciation?
Via Ferrata, yes.
Via Ferrata. The Iron Road is a series of steel cable attached to the rock face, which was developed in these mountains during World War One. There are three languages spoken here, Italian, German, and the local dialect of Ladin.
Yeah, not Aladdin.
Not Aladdin. Not Bin Salabim. This is done with that.
Ladin, yes.
Right, so while people are trying to guess, 81333, if you want to text in, we'll start your message with the word Russ or on the phone, 03453033333 to speak to Cam. Tell us something about the place. What have you been up to today?
It's obviously mountainous, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful because there's this beautiful valley where the villages are. There's three villages next to each other, and I'm in one of those villages, and all around us we're surrounded by these huge mountains, which are, you know, really quite special.
Yeah, is it like cable cars and all that kind of thing going on up?
It's cable cars, yeah. But the thing is, they used to be, it's basically just a huge piece of coral, actually. Well, kind of, because it used to be under an ocean millions of years ago. So that's why there's all these bits of crystal stuck to them. And, you know, in the sort of first thing in the morning or last at night when the sun's out, you know, and it hits them.
Yeah.
You just get these incredible colours. You get oranges and reds and, you know, just hitting
this. Like a mountainous light show going on.
Kind of like that. Darren, yeah, it really is something special, and that's why they're UNESCO protected. You know, they really are something special, and you only get them here. So,
this is the only place in the world where you get these.
Well, I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. Wow. I could be wrong. Someone might just look up in Google and tell me that's a load of rubbish. But as far as I know, because it's UNESCO, I think I'm pretty on pretty safe ground there.
Yeah.
So it is great. And obviously I've been just back from a 15-mile hike. Believe it or not.
Good Lord.
Yeah, 7 miles up and 7 miles down again, and believe me, the down was harder than the up, believe it or not.
Really? How come? Was it
the knees, you know, they just after a few miles going downwards, the knees start hurting badly for me anyway.
Right, is it just because they're in the kind of same position, you're not really kind of
I think it's the angle, because I've got lots of energy. I can get up those paths, but coming down is it's horrible. But anyway, I got there. I just sat on my bum and I just slid down in the end. But
fair enough. What kind of food are we talking about? What food and drink? What's good if you're going on holiday?
Yeah, they've got this great mountain. They call it speck, smoked speck, which
is basically speck.
Yeah,
doesn't sound that appetizing. I must admit,
it's lovely. It's like a big ham, and it's they hang this ham, and after smoking it, they hang it in a cellar for a good number of months, and it really matures, and it's very, very good. So it's kind of like. What's that other thing they have in Italy?
You're asking the wrong person here, mate.
Okay. Parma ham.
Parma ham, yes.
So it's kind of like that, but it's smoked. Very nice.
Okay.
And they do a nice spinach pasta, which is pretty good too. And they do a mean apple strudel in these parts.
Really? Okay.
Is that a clue?
It might be. I've got a couple of guesses here. I don't know, so I'm not going to read any of them out yet, just in case somebody gets it right straight away. Or shall I read them out and we'll not give a hint? We'll play a tune and come back to it.
Okay.
So Graham in Craig is saying, Andy is in Switzerland. Steve from York says, is it Austria? Is Andy in the Italian Dolomites, says Trevor in Leeds. Right, we'll refresh that, see if any more come through. There's a couple of things coming out on... Have you got any calls in there, Cam? Has anybody guessed? Right then. What we'll do, we'll go to Candy Statton. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'll tell you, they should have just shaved a chimp and put him in this chair.
I think they call her Staten now, don't they?
Candy Staten, you're right. I heard a documentary and that's how they pronounces her name.
Yeah.
Absolutely. See, I knew you'd know. Okay, so we'll play Nights on Broadway, Candy Staten. Okay. We'll come back in a couple of minutes and we'll find out where in the world is Andy Mossack. You're listening to the BBC Across Yorkshire, and what we want to know is... where in the world is Andy Mossack? Andy?
Yes, sir.
So, you've been on a hike up a mountain, 15 miles.
Yes, I have.
You've had a disco light show on a mountain, a natural disco light show on a mountain.
That's one way of putting it, yes.
And we know that the place where you are as one of the most imposing mountain landscapes in the world, famous for being a very pale colour. The famous Via Ferretta is a series of steel cables attached to the rock face, developed during World War One. And there are three languages spoken here, Italian, German and the local dialect of Ladin. Zoe Nalmi says, is it somewhere near Switzerland? Andy is in Switzerland, says Graham in Craig. Is it Austria, says Steve from York? Is Andy in the Italian Dolomites, says Trevor in Leeds. So, Andy Mossack.
Bingo. Yeah. Well done, Trevor.
Has he got it?
He's got it. Bullseye.
Excellent. Well done, Trevor.
Well done, Trevor. It was, here we are in the Dolomites. We're in a beautiful place called Val Gardena.
Val Gardena.
Yes, which stands for the Garden Valley.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
It is, yeah. It's part 10 of my continuing series of winter resorts in the summer.
Yeah, so is that an ideal place to go then? When it's only a bit nippy over here?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Because these winter resorts, you know, when they're not doing skiing and downhill racing and all that kind of stuff, they then sort of transform themselves into these wonderful valleys and mountains where you can just walk, and they've got these... got just cows and horses and all kinds of just livestock wandering around. And these, where I am in Val Gardena, is actually there's three villages connected to each other. There's Ortizi, Selva and Santa Cristina, and they're beautiful little rustic villages, I must say. You know, they're like sort of alpine villages. And the reason why I think everyone sort of thought it was Switzerland and Austria is because we're in what is called South Tyrol.
Right.
And it's the sort of Southern Alps, but the Tyrol is kind of a mix of Austria and Italy together.
See, I got it pictured in my head like Where Eagles Dare.
Yeah, I mean it's like that. So you've got this interesting mix of Austrian and Italian.
Yeah.
It's kind of a interesting mix. And someone said to me in the village, actually, they said, what we have here is we have Austrian planning and efficiency and Italian food and wine. So,
best of both worlds.
It's a double whammy.
If it was
it?
The other way around, it'd be a nightmare of a place.
No, but it is brilliant because you've got golden eagles and horses. I had a little moment actually. When I was up on the mountain, up in the Dolomites, I was just literally going down this path, and there was three beautiful horses just standing there looking at me. And I sort of whistled, and they just trotted over to me. And you know, you go and pick up some grass and hold your hand out, and they just come and nuzzle and take some food off you. It's really lovely. You know, there they are, me and the horses in the middle of nowhere, up 9,000 feet up. It's fantastic.
That sounds fantastic. So is it quite an affordable place to go? Somebody wanted
it's
to
very,
book now.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's very affordable because it's North Italy. It's, you know, there are some smart places, admittedly, but people live for the land, you know, so everything is local food. And you can get cheap flights into Milan, Venice, Innsbruck and Verona, and they'll get you over here. It really is beautiful. But I've got to say one thing, because I was really surprised. There's this village. I mean, it's only got, I don't know what the inhabitants are. There's not many of them, okay, altogether. But there's 200 wood carvers. I mean, they've been doing wood carving here. They've been doing wood carving for centuries. And there's like 200 artists have their own studios up here. Believe it or not, there's the world's largest wood carved nativity scene. Don't, you know, who would know? Who would know? Right? But out of all of them, there's this guy called Aaron Demitz, who is kind of world famous artist now. He's gone from kind of wood carving religious sculptures here in Val Gardena to like this kind of international wood artist who does all these amazing kind of full life figures.
That's fantastic. You'll have to send us some pictures and we'll put them up on
He's an amazing guy, actually. So we had a few hours in his studio with him. Yeah, very, very interesting guy. But no, I've had a great time, mate. I've had a great time here.
Excellent. Well, I'm really glad to hear it. So you're in the Italian Dolomites.
Val Gardena.
Val Gardena. If you could... If we could impose on you a little more, would you be able to send some photos to our super secret Facebook page so people can have a look at any of the wood carvings?
I'll do that. Yeah.
That would be absolutely lovely.
I've got some glorious little scenes, and I'll send you some of his amazing carvings as well, because they are a bit weird.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed, Andy. It's lovely to speak to you on air. Normally, we just waffle on for about 5 minutes afterwards. Yeah. But thank you very much indeed for being with us. Andy Mossack.
That's all right.
Where in the world was he?
All right, mate.
That was Andy Mossack for our feature, Where in the World? And for people who are thinking that we're paying him to just go all over the place and we're just wasting your licence fee, are you kidding? We don't waste the licence fee. We grasp every penny that we can. He does that out of the goodness of his heart. Thank you very much, Andy Mossack.